Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hi there. You're listening to Crossroads Generation. Glad to have you back.
We're standing at the crossroads. We're looking for our way. Crossroads Generation, our future starts today.
We're in the middle of the fourth season entitled Facing New Challenges. Previously, Anita helped the teenager Noni when she was having an epileptic fit. Noni is disabled and her father Paolo keeps her chained up at home. He believes that Noni is bewitched and that only a sorcerer can help her. But Anita knows there are other ways to support people with disabilities because she works at a school for students with special needs. She offered Paolo some help for Noni, but he wouldn't accept it. So Anita had another idea about how to address Noni's situation and she talked to Tina about it. Remember, Tina is a radio presenter.
Believe it or not, he thinks the girl's bewitched.
What?
Imagine. I suggested that she should come to our school, but he got really angry and sent me away.
Oh, no.
So I started thinking, What if through your show we could highlight her story?
Today we'll meet Noni's father, Paolo, again, this time deep in the Tandika forest, where he's working for the corrupt businessman and former politician Mukaraba. Mukaraba was behind the murder of Mercy's friend Trudy, who was reporting on his involvement in certain illegal activities. Trudy and Tina became friends at university, and before that, Trudy was at school with Mercy and Anita. After graduation, though, Anita moved back to her home country, Laboria. She lost contact with most of her friends in Kisimba, including Mercy. Talking of Mercy, she and Nikki have had a difficult start to their marriage, but their relationship is slowly improving. So let's get started. Today's episode is called Differently Able, and we are heading off into the Tandika Forest.
Paolo, you have to lend me some money or my children will go hungry.
I'm sorry, Victor. I'm not doing very well either. This is the first day's work I've had all week. But I think we can probably ask the boss for an advance.
You think he'll advance us some money?
Mukaraba is not a poor man. He went into the timber business after they barred him from politics. Remember that scandal about his illegal adoption?
Eh?
They say he's making even more money now than before.
But I heard on the radio that the government is hunting down illegal loggers. Are you sure Mukaraba has permission to cut down trees here in Tandika Forest?
Well, he said he had a license. But don't worry, even if he doesn't, he'd always find a way out.
We should be careful, though. If the forest rangers catch us, it might be a while before Mukaraba can bribe someone to get us out.
Stop worrying. Nothing is going to happen.
I've never understood why they stop people cutting down trees. What's the problem? I mean, how do they expect us to earn a living?
They say that trees bring rain. Ridiculous.
Such a lie. Look at all the rain we've had in Tandika these past months.
I know, right? And yet there are hardly any trees left around here.
Nikki, wait. I can't take any more.
Come on, Lizzie Bones. You can do it.
I can't. You're going too fast.
Okay. For you, my darling, I will slow down.
We've been running for more than 20 minutes now.
Only 20 more to go.
No, you go on. I'll wait for you here.
No way. Mercy?
Yes, Nikki?
I love you.
You've told me that about 20 times today.
And even that's not enough. I've been acting like a fool lately. But you've been so supportive of me.
Nikki, it's okay. Just please promise me that you won't go back to the self-pity and the mood swings.
No, that's the old Nikki. This is the new Nikki talking. And you, my darling, are about to have the time of your life. I think the support group was really helpful. It's made me see things in a very different light. And I thank you for that.
Aww. That's so sweet. Hey, time for your drugs, big boy. Come on, open up.
Yes, Mama.
No. Don't call me that. You make me feel like Mrs. Jumbe Senior.
Thank you for carrying my medicine around. And for always reminding me to take it. My sweet, sweet wife.
Stop it, will you? You're making me blush.
Ah.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Thanks so much for organizing this show. Is Marcy around? I can't wait to see her.
No, she isn't. She's been having some personal issues.
Oh, no. Would you give me her number? I'm dying to see her and Trudy again. It's been so long since we last met.
Oh, my God. You don't know, do you?
Know what?
Trudy. Huh? I don't know how to tell you this.
Tell me what? Tina, you're scaring me.
Trudy is dead.
What?
I'm so sorry, Anita. I thought you knew.
Oh, God. That can't be true. Please tell me you're lying.
No, I'm afraid not. Come on. Anita, I'm
no,
so sorry.
No.
Maybe we should cancel the interview and do it another day.
No. I'll do it.
I'm sorry.
Just give me a minute.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'll be fine.
Anita, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Thought you knew.
Hey, Paolo. Good to have a break at last. Let's switch on the radio.
Radio? You have a radio with you?
Yes, a small pocket radio. I like carrying it with me so I don't get bored.
Her name is Anita. Anita works as an assistant teacher at Kisimba Special School, where they take care of children with special needs. She has an interesting story to share with us. So without further ado, Anita, what is this story you've been burning to tell?
Another boring interview. I'll change the channel.
No, wait.
Thank you. I'm here today to speak on behalf of a group that doesn't have a voice, children with disabilities. Many of whom are suffering unnecessarily at this very moment.
What do you mean when you say they are suffering?
Well, parents of children with disabilities will often hide them away. It may be because they're ashamed of them, or it may be that they truly believe it's the best way to protect them from danger.
Which is quite understandable, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's understandable.
But look at it this way. If you hide that child away, he or she may never grow mentally or even physically because they lack social interaction and stimulation.
What if the child is a danger to himself or to others?
You see, what people don't always understand is that people with disabilities need a lot of love and understanding, probably even more than others. Recently, I met a girl in Tandika whose father had chained her to her bed.
Oh. I'll kill her.
She's just left there, chained to her bed, where she soils herself, injures herself, and all because her father is afraid that the girl will hurt herself if she's set free.
I'll kill her.
Hey, Paul, what's wrong?
But what can they do in such a case, huh? The man has to go out and work to feed his family.
There are special institutions, like the place where I work, where children like her are taken care of professionally.
Wow.
I offered the father a place for the girl at our school, but he turned me down.
Stupid, stupid woman.
What is it, Paolo?
Damn stupid snooping woman.
Paolo, why are you so angry? What woman are you talking about?
Hey, you two, freeze!
Run, Paolo, run, forest rangers.
Shit, the chainsaw.
Leave it.
I said stop right now or I'll shoot. Next time you won't be so lucky.
It looks as if Paolo's managed to get away. But he was really angry about Anita's radio interview. Will it make things better or worse for his daughter, Noni? Find out next time on Crossroads Generation. Oh, and Nikki has something he wants to share with you. Go to dw.de/LBE to check out his video blog. Until next time, take care.